Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lisa Lo Cicero, Olivia Falconeri from General Hospital.
And Brandon Barash, Johnny Zakara from General Hospital.
And hi, this is Megan Ward, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of Star Dish Radio. This is Joanne, your host. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. Everyone take a chill pill on calling in yet. I'll let you know when to do so. Today is February 3rd, 2010, coming to you from Buffalo, New York, where it is 21 degrees and snowing. So there's the weather report for us Western New Yorkers and for everyone else's general information, because I know you care. just waiting for my guest to call in. So while I'm doing that, I am going to just explain a little bit how this all works, because I see we have a lot of new people in the chat room. And there's a million and million guests. So my guests that are in here with no title to your name other than guest, take a minute and go register at the main page of Blog Talk Radio, so this way you get your own screen name and you could participate with the rest of everybody in the chat room. No character bashing, no actress bashing. I mean, you can definitely speak your mind on characters on the show. I shouldn't say that, but actor, actress bashing is strictly prohibited and not allowed in this chat room. If there's any inappropriateness, you'll get booted by my size 8.5. So keep it clean, keep it nice. Make sure that whoever calls in and gets the chance to talk to Lisa, have your name and where you're calling from ready, including your question. There's no reason to stutter. There's no reason to stammer. She is a fabulous, fabulous person, very easy to talk to, no reason to get all flustered, you know. So take the time and get it out right the first time. So she will be calling in, and we're going to get to business, okay? So guests, get your butts over there and register so you can chat with us in the chat room. And I can't guarantee that everyone's going to get through on the telephone, so throw some questions into the chat room. I have people in there monitoring that will definitely jump in. Buzzworthy Radio's in there. Barb is in there. Die Hearts TK. These are all my unofficial monitors. So any questions, you can definitely ask all these people. Take a minute to introduce yourselves. There's Barb. Novella's in there. And, Linda should be in there soon. So just chill out and relax, okay? I'm going to get back to the switchboard and get out of this chat room for a few minutes and get to my caller. Okay, let's see. Where is my girl? Okay. Now, Lisa's not a stranger to Star Dish. This is her second time on, and the last time she was on, Brandon actually called in and surprised everyone. I don't know if that's happening tonight. I see questions in the chat room already about that. I have no idea. I didn't talk to him, so we'll find out. But in the meantime, I am going to just dive straight into this and bring on the most gorgeous woman on General Hospital right now. She plays Olivia from the block. Please welcome Miss Lisa Lo Cicero.
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm good. I was just panicking. I was just on my Twitter page. She can't hear me.
Oh, no. Everybody's tweeting. Lisa's calling in now. Lisa's calling in now. I see it. I see it. I'm everywhere, honey.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy that you got to come back and chat with us.
Me too.
I want to hold off on this big announcement just for a few minutes and let it build up, because they're going crazy. Let it build up for them for a little bit. Let them sweat it out a little bit.
Do they think it's something terrible?
No. Okay. There's plenty of rumors, but I'm not going to get into the rumors. Yeah, okay. It's nothing bad. Nothing bad. I don't know if they think it's character-wise or personal-wise, but we'll settle that in a few minutes. I didn't see yesterday's episode or today's episode, so spoilers I'm not worried about, because I'm going to watch them tonight.
Okay.
But I heard that you acted your ass off between yesterday and today. And when I did a search on Twitter of your name, it was male, female, and indifferent, or whoever. Lisa Lo Cicero had me crying. So whatever you were doing in these scenes, and I can't wait to watch when we do off the air, congratulations. You made everybody cry.
That is, I guess that's really at the bottom of it all. I guess that's really our job, right?
Exactly.
I guess to tell a story that's going to sort of affect someone somehow. We did sort of work our asses off. Mm-hmm. All of us those weeks. Those were tough weeks. So I'm really, I honest to God, I really am glad that it's touching people. I mean, that's all you can hope for. We always quote Laura Wright is the best. She may have had the best quote about soap operas. It's never as good as you think it's going to be, and it's never as bad as you think it's going to be. Like when you walk off set one day and you're like, that sucked. It's never really that bad. And when you walk off and think like, my God, I worked my ass off. There's always something that you can pick apart and say, I hated and I didn't like this or that, or my hair looked stupid, or there was snot running down my nose, or whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is, but I'm, you know what? We're our own worst critics, that's for sure.
Exactly, but then you get this instant feedback now, especially with the internet, you know, where that was so unavailable way back in loving days, you know.
Yes.
And they know, they're like, okay, Lisa listens to OGH, you were awesome. So you get that instant feedback from everybody now. And you're very interactive on your Twitter, and I think that's really cool, and I think that's another reason why people really, really are drawn to you. You know, it's one thing to be a really good actress, but if you don't have a personality of a person, you know, if you have the personality of a wet mop besides the fact, no one's going to be drawn to you. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work that way. It's got a balance somewhere. And you have that balance. And I think that's why people love you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, so maybe some people, I guess that's very nice. So note to self, don't be a wet mop.
There you
like
go.
That.
You know,
like
it's simple. I mean, you're not, so I'm not even worried about that. And I know people talk shit on Twitter and they send stupid messages, but, you know, those are the people that have nothing better to do with themselves. And I told you the last time on here, when you get people like that, send them to me. I'll take care. I'll handle those kind of tweets. Yeah, just send them to @StarDishRadio and I'll take care of all that stuff.
I thought about it the last time I got one. But then, like, I never, for some reason, I never block anyone, even when they send me something mean. And the last person, I clicked on her name and sort of looked at her thing, and I looked at the stuff, and I'm like, shit, this chick is literally sitting in front of her computer watching soap operas and tweeting all day long. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to make it any tougher for her.
You know?
You know what I mean?
It's really sad. You know, it's like, all right. Get a life, girlfriend.
She's twittering all day long. I mean,
she doesn't
need any more heart
to someone. You know?
That's what I mean. So I just kept my mouth shut, didn't say
anything. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, because, and you know what? Your fans really, I was reading a lot of the tweets because I did a search of Lisa Lo Cicero yesterday because I wanted to get it out to as many people as I could about the show. So I went and started friending all these people, and they're like, who is this? Uh-huh. And, you know, it was like, oh, my God, someone said something bad about Lisa Lo Cicero. Who is it? Who is it? And I was like, wow, they're, like, ready to brawl over the Internet for you.
Well, I guess people that would be drawn to my character might be likely also to be brawlers.
Exactly.
You know, I guess it never really occurred to me until you said it like that if you like Olivia, you might be someone that might, like, give someone a knuckle sandwich.
Exactly. I mean, I know I like her. I liked her since day one. So, I mean, you know,
I'm having a lot of fun. Even those weeks, I was joking a lot. In those weeks that we were shooting all this sweep stuff,
right?
That was a lot of freaking acting. I don't mean like whether it was like hard work or not hard work. It was just like the volume of acting that we all did in that period of time. Was like it made me think of that those stories of like parents that catch their kids smoking and they like lock them in a closet with a carton of cigarettes and are like, don't come out until you smoke the whole thing. How do you like smoking now? And like at the end of those weeks, I'm like, no more acting, please. I can't act anymore. Happy, sad, nothing. I just want to like, God, I need to be in a compression chamber. But you know, it's you know, luckily something that I really like to do. So.
Now, listen, this story's been building up for so long, and everybody was, like, really, and they really pimped the shit out of the promotions, you know, and everybody was, like, really anticipating this really, really big thing on Friday. The only thing I was disappointed with on Friday's episode, and I really could care less what the chat room says right now, is the baptism scene in compilation with him shooting, it just reminded me too much of The Godfather.
Well, that's clear. That's a pretty clear. I mean, and I like to think of it as like that they're paying homage to The Godfather and not ripping it off. But I chose to. That's what I sort of chose to go with. I mean, I guess you could look at it. Either.
I was just hoping for something a little bit more original. I guess I don't know. It was just like as soon as I saw the baptism, and I was like, oh, here we go. There's Al Pacino, and here's this one, and okay. You know, I really wish they would.
Mo Green coming through the whatever. I know
exactly. I wish they would hold back a little bit on the promotions, though, because I think they showed way too much, because in the promos they showed Sonny shooting, you know, Dominic, and they showed you come in and tell it was a son. So everybody really kind of knew what was going to happen anyway.
If we didn't watch the show. I am not an expert on how those things work, but I will say that my initial response was to totally agree. When I first saw the promo, I was like, wait a minute, why do they have to watch now? It's all there. It kind of did surprised me a little bit how much you even saw it up to like my reaction to the whole thing.
Exactly, and that just threw me off for a hair. You know, it was like, really? Now I don't know. I know what's happening Friday. I don't gotta watch if I don't want to. So it was like, and that was like the climactic point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, everything that surrounded it was just kind of like, you know, borderline flatline. That was supposed to be it for me. You know, and I was a little disappointed that they did that.
I can only imagine that they've done some sort of market research that suggests to them that it gets more people to watch than not. Because I know, like in the old, when I used to watch soap operas, it was like you tuned in because you didn't know what was going to happen, and
exactly.
That was kind of the point. So I can only imagine that they have figured out that something else is more advantageous to their point. I don't know. I have to say that I agree with you.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it at this. It's just my opinion. And you know what? They need to go find a new supermarket to shop in and get their market research somewhere else, because I don't think it works. That's just my opinion. I think people are tuning in because it's you guys, not because of what they saw. I think it's just because of the characters, the undying, you know, affection and love they have for this cast, you know, between you and Maurice and Dominic. It's you guys
better.
Why they're, you know. So, all right, I'm going to leave that alone because I didn't even look in the chat room, so I'm probably getting cursed out left and right, but that's too bad.
Uh-oh.
I don't care, Lisa, please. So over that. Okay, now let's see how many people we got. We got 115 people in the chat room. Okay, so this is... this is where I think that we're going to talk about your announcement. Why don't you tell me what's going on? Guys, we're going to make the announcement now, so stop talking amongst yourselves and let sit back and listen to Lisa. You tell your roommates to turn down their radio because you're trying to listen. There's one girl in there that's saying, my roommate's stereo is so loud. Tell her to turn it off.
Well, the announcement is that I hope that we can get a bunch of people out on the Rock the Soap cruise that I'm going to be joining everyone on with a bunch of other awesome daytime actors. And that I hope that everyone will jump onto the website and see all the great stuff that they have planned and maybe come join us for a little trip to Mexico.
Well, you know, guys, did you hear it first? Lisa LoCicero is going on Rock the Soap.
I have never done one before, and I have to tell you that I am super duper excited. We're talking to someone who grew up like watching the Love Boat as my favorite show, and I always wondered what like grown up people did on cruises and stuff, and now I will get to find out.
Well, I see everybody's going crazy. Oh, my God, yay. This chat room is going a mile a minute now. 120, 121. They're going, yay, 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 yay. Quick, someone loan me some money. I want to go.
I was thinking, like, am I gonna like say, everyone's gonna be like, who cares?
No. You know what? Not at all. Not at all. They're not gonna be like that. I'll tell you right now, people are gonna pull money out of their kids' piggy banks to go to this cruise.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, they've got a great lineup, and I mean, and it does sound like if you're someone who's into soaps, I get the feeling that this is a pretty unique experience in terms of like one-on-one time with people, and it's not just like a walk through the line and shake hands kind of thing and get a picture signed.
Oh no,
it sounds
not
like
at
a
all.
Experiential thing. I know that Tyler and I are going from our show.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's Scott Clifton. I don't know if you know Scott.
I do. We did an event in Atlanta. Baby.
He was originally on General Hospital. He was on my show last night, actually. We were talking about it. And then you got Wally Kurth from General Hospital.
Yep. Well, in fact, my first time at General Hospital was testing for the Lois role with Wally. And I remember Scott Clifton was in the dressing room next door. So that was...
Really? Yeah, cool.
Susan Haspel, who I went to acting school with back in the day.
Did you really?
Yes, her husband Torsten. I know Melissa Claire Egan, who I also met in Atlanta. She's a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Breyer, Kathy DePaiva, who I worked with on All
Bobby
One Life.
Eakes. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Eakes, who I shared a manager with for many years. Aidan Turner. Aidan Turner, I know I met once or twice. I don't really know him. And
let me tell you, that guy is a DJ. He puts on a hell of a party.
Nice.
Now, unfortunately, I'm not going this year. I was there last year on the maiden voyage. But let me tell you, Lisa, you are going to have the most awesome time because, and what you really are, and I'm not even saying this like to just like sell cruise tickets.
Right? Okay.
This is really just. I had my doubts about the cruise when Bob first announced it last year.
Right.
And because I was a big fan of Super Soap Weekend.
Right.
But everyone convinced me to go ahead and go on. Jason Thompson offered to pay for my cruise last year.
What?
For me to go on. I wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why. And I'm close to Canada. Maybe I should go across the border to find a husband. No, back on track. Let's see. So, Jason Thompson offered to pay for my cruise because I wasn't going. And I was like, oh, no. I would never do that. But bottom line, it was my 40th birthday present. So I turned 40 this December, and it was way in advance, you know, so it was easy to pay off. I mean, this is, it's kind of short notice for some people, but you know what? You have to look at it this way. It can be, you can tell your husband, boyfriend, mother, father, brother, sister, whoever, you know, this can be the one Christmas present you have to get me for the next year.
Easter is coming up.
You know, we don't just get candy for Easter no more.
Valentine's Day
is next week.
Tell me you want some eye candy for Easter. You want to see Aidan Turner being a DJ with his shirt off.
You know, and he'll do it too.
Yeah.
Last year we got Aidan Turner. Yes, I am 40, Kimmy. They're like, Joanne, you're not 40. Yeah, I am.
I'm almost in April.
12,
and you know what? This
69.
Will be the weekend before my 40th birthday.
See that? And you know what? That's an idea. Barbara's in the chat room. Bob, you got to talk to Bob and tell him that the weekends before the cruise is Lisa's birthday. So we got to have a birthday party
so
on the cruise.
I will be just shy of 40 on the cruise. So I'll, you know.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to throw you a party on the ship. And I'm sure
boy.
Bob will take care of that. You guys can go to www.rockthesoap.com and you'll see everything. And I know that there's some promotions that they have over there, and there's ways of splitting up payments and going in with roommates and stuff like that. But Brandon was on the cruise last year, and he's a pisser. He really is. And it's like, okay, you're walking down, you know, the hallway of the ship, and you got you know, other people walking down the other side of the pillars, and it's like, they're like, oh, is that Brandon Rush? Can I go say hi? And it's like, oh, I don't want to buy. It's like they're watching a wild animal or something, and they don't know if they can approach it. And it's like,
well,
yeah,
I did say that he's like a rare and magical unicorn, my Brandon. So You have to approach slowly because you never know what might happen.
Okay. See that?
I'm
you heard it there.
The sweetest. He is honest to God. He is the sweetest.
He really is. I love Brandon to death. I really, really do. He's a great person to hang out with. So you guys in the chat room, as I'm explaining this to Lisa, take it in what I'm saying because this is honest to God truth. I mean, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go in there and see all my pictures from last year. I've been posting a lot in my profile. I've been changing my pictures.
Awesome.
I just had one up with Brandon and me, and then I had one with Bob and me and Torsten. And so, yeah, it's definitely just so damn home and a lot of fun. I mean, there's no lines, no waiting. It's like if you see Lisa walking down, yeah, you don't got to be shy. You could say hi and whatever, take a picture. No Disney police are going to come and wrangle you up and say 30 seconds or less. You know, it's not like that. That's what I loved about it.
That's good to know.
You are definitely going to have a time in your life. And you're going to Ensenada.
Okay.
And,
I didn't even know that. I didn't know where we were going.
Yes, you're docking in Ensenada, which is really pretty. And, you know, it's just you sit at the craps table, you sit at the gambling. I mean, there's dancing, and everybody just does it together.
I understand
really
I'm
nice.
Going to be participating in some karaoke events because they asked me if I said, no, not since the high school play. But I guess I'm going to be singing.
No, you're going to have to.
Midnight at the Oasis or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to do karaoke. They did some great karaoke last year. And I'll tell you, some of these guests that were on board that sang with, like, Elizabeth Hendrickson, and actually Brandon did karaoke. I'm sure there's a video of that somewhere. Well, he is, but the person he was with couldn't. So,
who was singing with him?
I don't know, some guest on the cruise.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, because they pair a celebrity and a guest from the cruise.
So I should learn some duets. Is what you're saying.
There you go.
Okay.
And the guest that they paired him with probably killed every fish that we were going over on the ship that day. You know, and that just makes it even more fun, you know, because you sit there,
right.
You laugh, you have fun, and you're at a bar, you
right.
know, and it's definitely fun. By the end of the cruise, you're going to walk out of there not with just a sense of knowing your fans. You're going to walk away with a few friends.
Nice.
Now you've got
me sold. I'm going.
Yeah, well, I want to see how many. Oh, and Di, you'll meet Di on the cruise. She's going. She's in my chat room, and she just reminded me. Brandon was doing this Fozzie Bear voice. Remember Fozzie Bear?
Ask him
to do the Fozzie Bear voice.
I'm not
he
sure
does
how Brandon
Fozzie
remembers
Bear.
Fozzie Bear. He's too young.
I don't know. He's too young, but he did it, and it was hysterical. He sang. He tried to sound like Louis Armstrong. He was singing "What a Wonderful World," but it sounded like Fozzie Bear.
Oh, and you mean Louis Armstrong came out like Fozzie Bear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to him about that.
Definitely.
We
all right. Well.
Tomorrow.
I have people asking all kinds of questions in here. So now, what I'm going to do? And do you know one of them thought that the I lost the name of the person, but for some reason they all thought that you were going to be pregnant.
Pregnant, like in real life or on the show?
I think on the show. I don't think anybody would be stupid enough to ask that in real life. But I think they meant on the show. So I think that's what they are definitely looking for, is for you to have a baby with Johnny.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good fun. God help her if she has another one of Sonny's babies. But
oh, God, no.
Then it's just, you know, fool me
we
once.
We don't need no
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? We definitely don't need no more who's my baby daddy storyline, honest to God. Wash, rinse, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat. No, we don't need no more. Keep it out of the shampoo line. Let's let you have a baby with somebody else. All right. Will you, and this is from Coops 1031, will you and Kelly Monaco ever share a scene?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. We actually ran down the halls of the hospital during the, like, poison in my balls scare. So technically we've been on the screen together. I would love to work with her. Love her. We get along beautifully. There would have to be some sort of, you know, something in the storyline that would make that happen. I can't see right now what that would be, but then, you know, there was that one day that Nancy Lee just kind of came strolling into my apartment to like talk shit about nothing. So I mean, I guess anything. Even Nancy and I both looked and we're like, what? But you know, we had fun with those scenes. So I would I would love to like open my door one day and see Sam standing there and we just like shoot the shit for a while. Or, you know, God knows, like save the ice princess from the Cassadines or whatever, do something exciting, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hope they come up with something good for Olivia to do now that her secret is out.
Oh, okay. I have to say this before it disappears again. Yes. Tap Jazz Ballet 45. Please tell Lisa that Jacqueline from Florida says hello. I run her fan Twitter at Lisa L. Fans.
She is such a doll. We talked a lot about auditioning a while ago. She had,
I
believe this is a girl, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's a girl that had an audition for school, one that she didn't like the way it went, and she was, like, going to chuck it all into the wastebasket because of one bad audition. I was like, dude, if I told you how many crap auditions I've had in my life, and how much, you just have to love what you're doing and keep going. Or good auditions,
she said,
you know, whatever.
Wait a minute. She's saying, no, it's Jacqueline. I interviewed her. She interviewed you?
Oh, yes. But did we not talk about auditions as well? No?
I don't know. Well, she's not putting that in there.
She had a blog.
Lisa,
she had a blog, I remember.
Oh, okay. Lisa, has anybody stopped by your dressing room lately for an organic root beer?
An organic root beer. I haven't had organic root beer. Let's see. Brandon and I were eating apples and peanut butter in my dressing room the other day. I often pour people bitters and soda in my dressing room. I poured one for Maurice recently. He very politely took a sip and then did not drink the rest of it. I think he did not like bitters and soda.
Okay.
Occasionally, Julie and Dom will stop in and have a cool frosty beverage after work. And Ronnie, of course, Ronnie comes in and, you know, and that could go on for hours.
Right.
That guy likes to hang. He's from the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
He's good.
Right.
But no organic root beers lately.
Okay. Will there ever be a Jolivia karaoke scene?
You know, also a very good question. I think that people tell me that when I say no, it will never happen, that means it's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think that character-wise, either one of us are going to be sort of lighthearted enough anytime soon to
karaoke.
Feel very free and breezy. But you never know. You know, I mean, there could be another like an angsty song. I will know where like he sings something to me, and or maybe the other way around, where I sing something to him, and he has to sit at the bar and make ugly faces like I did the day that he sang to me. You will notice, wait a minute. People will notice that after that scene aired, there was at least a month's worth of shows after that scene aired where I did not move my face. I literally, like, I watched that show, and I'm like, all right, that's it. Never, ever, ever make that face again. You can ask Brandon. And every scene after that, for like until, like, I gave up on that, I literally was like a transformer.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, that's the kind of shit that actors think when we watch. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Didn't feel like I was doing that.
Right. Well, then you're getting the instant feedback, and they're telling you how beautiful you look. So you know what? It all balances out, girl.
That's nice.
I need you to do two shout outs.
Okay.
One to Megan Berry. She sent me an email.
Hi, Megan.
I guess she's on the other coast also, and she's at work and she can't listen. But she downloads all of my shows on iTunes. So I told her that I'd get you to do a shout out to Megan Berry. She thinks you're the best person in the world, and she really loves your acting. So,
Megan Berry, how are you? Thank you for watching, and I appreciate that tremendously.
And then we have Jenna Catherine, who's in the chat room, who's going to be 19 in a couple of days.
Happy birthday
to Jenna.
Happy birthday, honey. Do something like crazy, but within the laws of safety and good taste.
Absolutely. And then there's Christina Marie, also, I think, it's her birthday coming up, too. The chat room is moving so fast, I can't keep up with it.
Nice. Happy birthday, Christina Marie.
There you go. Is Jolivia Endgame?
That is anyone's guess. I have no... You're saying, are Johnny and Olivia going to wind up together? That's the nature of the
story. That's what they're saying, so, yeah.
I'm sorry to keep saying I don't know to these questions, but I don't think they know. I think that it was a surprise to them. Let's put it this way. We weren't supposed to last more than a one-night stand, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So they were really thrilled and sort of shocked that people really dug those scenes with us. There's some more good stuff. I actually thought that the scenes, the last stuff that we shot should have been sexier. Uh-oh, I think I just spoiled something. Whoops, I'm sorry.
You know what? Don't worry. There's so many spoilers out there right now, Lisa, that you probably don't know about, and I guarantee you these people know more than I do.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
You know, so you ain't giving nothing away. Trust me.
I get it. I mean, if there was going to be something between Olivia and Sonny, it's going to have to be a ways away. I mean, I always think that it's funny when people talk about, you know, Olivia, like they have a super couple smackdown between Olivia versus, or Joe Livia versus Solivia. I mean, there really hasn't been a Solivia there. We haven't had, other than that scene where, like, he had to come in and, like, grab me like a masher on the subway. And you know what I mean? Poor Maurice had to sort of, like, you know, pretend that I was, like, the goddess of the universe. But we haven't really had any scenes where we were actually able to relate to one another in a romantic way. So it's, you know what I'm saying? It's always been, like, Olivia saying this could never happen, this would never be, by underneath having to protect the son and all this other stuff. So it's kind of funny that they've even put us out there as a couple when we haven't really even brought on the romance to one another at any point. Really,
right?
Without so much baggage on it that it can't really be fiery. There's so much no going on between them that it's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
that it
mm-hmm.
can't really be what you think of as a love scene in a soap. You know,
right?
Where everyone's into it.
Before I go to the phones,
yeah.
we go to Olivia. Lisa, please tell Lisa she is my hero. And then she brought a smile to my face when I thought it was impossible to smile.
Oh, that is so lovely. Thank you very much. And I for whatever I did, I'm glad that it made you smile.
Okay.
Whatever was making you sad.
Okay, people, I'm stepping out of the chat room for a minute because I got to get to my switchboard. So you need to really just, like, chill out and calm down because, you know, take a shot or something because I'm really getting, like, dizzy reading all this stuff.
Oh,
they're putting all the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and
uh-oh.
Over. It's like, I see it. Don't worry, people. We'll get there, okay?
Oh,
we'll
okay.
get there. Chill out. Ugh. Now, one question in the chat room that I will address is, are you following your cousin, Megan Ward, okay? Megan
uh-huh.
Ward is your cousin
yes.
on Twitter.
I think so is the answer. I see her pic. Listen, I say it all the time. I'm so bad at computers, but I'm pretty sure that I am. Let me, in fact, while I'm sitting here, why don't I just go and see? Following, will her picture come up on this? Is that her?
At the Megan Ward?
Maybe not. I see her stuff come up a lot with her little smiling face.
Well, that might mean that she's following you. I don't know. I still don't understand Twitter.
That's my problem. Yeah.
I don't really understand it myself.
I try to get in there and say stuff once in a while. I lately haven't been tweeting as much as I did in the beginning, so that I,
right.
I apologize for that.
All right. Well, we'll move off Twitter.
Okay.
Teach from Twitter does say hello, though.
Teach?
Teach.
Oh, hi.
Teach, teacher. She said that you call her by your nickname. Teach, teacher. From Girls Night Out.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I remember her, of course.
Of course.
She was a teacher from Girls Night Out. I remember her.
There you go. All right. We're moving to the phones now, Lisa, because
mm-hmm.
I can't read no more.
Okay, I hear you.
I think I need, like, extra Coke bottles on my glasses to get past the chat room. We'll have to get into the organic root beer because I don't know what that means. So I'm just going to bypass that one for now because, you know, it's just like too much for me to process right now, man. It's been a long day.
I understand.
All right. Well, I'm starting from the bottom line up, and I know everybody's got their hand raised, and I will, and I'm speaking to the chat room. Chill out, calm down, no bashing each other in the chat room. I'll get to you as soon as I can, and if I don't get to you, don't worry about it, because Lisa's a regular here, and she comes back and forth, so don't worry about it. Your questions will be answered, and you will get to say hello. I'm starting at the very bottom of the pile, which is area code 626. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name's Heather, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi. Why did I think 66 was Pasadena? I'm sorry. How are you, Heather?
I'm from California. I just go to school in New York now.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm very good. Had a terrible day, but talking to you makes me better.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah. So I have a question. Are you wishing for a Dolivia and Dante and Lulu double date?
That is something that I would so love for them to write. The four of us talk about that all the time. The four of us have a very good time together off camera. I just think that there would be so much great stuff in a scene like that. Even though I think they've been pretty careful to write it that, like, there's antagonism between, you know, Johnny and Dante over Lulu, and there's not, I don't think it's creepy anymore between Dante and Johnny over Olivia particularly. I think that Dante sort of, the first time he saw it, he sort of like threw up in his mouth or whatever, but I think now he's sort of gotten used to it. But I think that would just be an awesome scene. I thought
they're my favorite couple, so.
Oh, say it again?
They're my two favorite couples. So
I am so glad to hear that. Yeah. My Dante and Lulu, they are the bomb too. And can you imagine like Johnny being Dante's
stepfather?
That would be really funny.
That would
laugh like every day.
That would be some awesome scenes with Dante being like, "You're not my dad." I don't have to do what you say,
you
man.
You be with my girlfriend. That's gross.
Right? Exactly.
Okay. I'm a cop and you're a gangster, Dad.
Oh, my gosh. That would make Lulu his daughter-in-law if they got married.
No. That's all right. Now we're getting way too crazy and incestuous.
Yeah,
Let's just move on from that. Well,
okay,
thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Heather.
And I follow you on Twitter also.
Oh, good. I will talk to you. I'll talk to you on there. Bye, honey.
All righty. Okay, yeah, that's a little creepy. we don't want to get into the steps and all that other crap. we're going to go to area code 206. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I was on. Eagle calling from Seattle.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. This is going to cost me a minute.
Say it again.
How do you fake cry?
How do you fake cry? Well, hopefully you don't fake. I mean, you just gotta sort of do it. I mean, in this particular instance, the whole thing was sort of so upsetting that it wasn't really that difficult to do. Because I kind of feel about Dom like he's my grown son that I'm proud of. So I don't have to sort of even go to the, like, I don't ever feel like it's a great idea to use your own children in terms of, like, imagining them in a dangerous situation, because I think that's, I don't know. It goes against a lot of things that I sort of believe in. So luckily, I can see the little baby Dante and Dom very easily, so it makes it sort of easy to work with him. So does that make sense?
I guess.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. That was odd.
That was.
Well, it is what it is, you know. I don't know what to say to that. It answered my question.
Yeah,
all right.
I
have no qualms about it. All right, let's see here. Well, all right. We're moving to area code 407, which I believe is Orlando, Florida. 407.
Hello. Hello.
Are you there?
Oh, my God. Do you know who this is?
It sounds
Lisa,
like Rodney.
Who am I?
Is it Rodney?
You got it, baby. And guess where I am right now? I'm standing on a street corner in Key West.
Be careful, Rodney. Some people might get the wrong idea.
What do you mean?
Take off the platform shoes and the bunny fur jacket, Rodney.
We're actually getting ready to go see a drag show.
Of course you are.
She said, take off the bunny shoes. And the... I'm standing with Courtney, me and her standing in the streets, listening to the show on the radio, all excited.
I love it. Well, your wish came true because Rodney is the one. We were at the Red Cross thing for to raise money for Haiti, and he was like, "I'm gonna call Bob Guinea, and I'm gonna make sure that you see if he will ask you to do the soap cruise." So Rodney's sort of like the genesis. So he's gonna be the very special.
Oh,
I'm
so excited you're going.
Rodney, I gotta stop you there because you know what? Not Rodney. Somebody else's damn.
What?
Wait a minute. I have to stop you there because I was the one who actually told Bob that he better get Lisa on the show. Don't you remember, Lisa, when you were on the show with Brandon? I told him he better get his ass in gear.
Yeah, but guess what, honey? It didn't happen from you because he didn't contact you until after he talked to me.
You know what? Let's not fight, kids. Don't fight, kids.
Listen, Rodney, I'm divorcing you.
Uh-oh. No, you're not my wife. You are never going to divorce me. We have too much fun.
No,
We got married on the last cruise, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, it must have been.
No, some strange man thought that we were really married or something. It was hysterical. So we went for it, and it was the best thing ever.
Rodney was my cruise
husband.
I'm
so glad you are coming on Rock the Soap. It makes me so happy.
It's going to be a lot of. Maybe we can get married this year, Rodney.
We will definitely get married this year. I love you, Lisa. You are really the best.
Honey, thank you.
Every scene is awesome. We haven't got to see Friday's show yet because we're out traveling because we just went on soap cruise.
I get it. Is Bradford okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's got to go check today or yesterday when he got back or today, I don't know, to see if he actually broke his foot or if it's torn or the Achilles tendon or something like that.
Yikes.
So he's all fine, though. He had help. Laura Wright helped him, and his friend that he brought on the train or the boat helped him a lot. And so he's all right.
Poor baby.
Rodney, you're getting your fans in the chat room are saying hello. Barb just said to tell you hello. And everybody from last year that we were tight with on the cruise is in the chat room, and they're all excited that you are coming on the cruise again.
I'm so glad. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you.
And he will. Make sure you all keep an eye on my husband on that damn cruise since I ain't
going to
be there.
Yeah, I'm so sad you're not coming, wifey, but guess what? You can divorce me. I'm going to marry hot Lisa.
You know what?
All right, don't make Joanne and I fight.
That's it.
What?
That's it, Rodney. You're done.
Don't make us fight.
I love you both. All right, you should probably take another caller.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, honey.
All right, love you guys.
Okay, love you back.
Bye-bye.
He's like freaking the amazingest. I love him to death. Amazingness is not a word, but that's what you have to describe him with.
And
being that he's going to be on the cruise, you're going to have that much more fun.
I totally. Maybe Rodney and I can sing like Islands in the Stream or something. Wouldn't that be good?
All right, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Or they'll lift us up where we belong, or you know, something good.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's go over here to area code 315. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
I'm calling from Syracuse, New York. And this is Chris.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you, Joanne?
Chris, I'm fine. Say hi to Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Chris?
Good. I love your show, and you rock.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We're having a lot of fun these days. I mean,
Chris,
in as much as it can be fun to pretend
to
that people
do, right?
that love are being shot and stuff like
shot.
That, but you get it. You get what I mean.
Yeah, I get what
Chris,
you get.
Chris, are you going on Rock the Soap?
No, unfortunately, it's too much money, but...
Well,
yeah, but
ooey.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Maybe
okay.
Not.
Next year.
Maybe next time, though.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Start packing your pennies away there, buddy.
Oh, I will.
All right?
So what's up, Chris?
Yeah, you're not going either?
No, unfortunately, I won't be. Chris was on the maiden voyage. Now I know who this is. This is Chris Tuttle. And he was on the maiden voyage
you
as
rock.
Well.
You rock.
Now
wow.
I know who I'm talking to. Yes,
good
he was
job.
On the maiden voyage.
You really have a wonderful memory.
Yeah.
No, not really, but it's the voice.
Got it.
Well, Chris, do you have a question for Lisa?
So, are there going to be any, like, pairings with, like, Carly and Jax with you? Like, you know,
pairings,
like,
you mean, like am I going to get together with Jax?
No, like, hanging out.
Like, hanging out, like, on the show or off the show? What do you mean, exactly?
Like, do you guys hang out off the show and on the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me see. I mean, at work, like on the set and stuff, we don't do a lot of, because, you know, Laura also, she lives quite a ways away. So when she's done with her work week, she wants to hightail it back to her family, understandably so. And yeah, and Ingo too. And we hang out a lot there at work, but we don't, like, go out and have drinks, you know, after work, the three of us that much. Even though, as I've said many times, Laura was my roommate in New York many years ago when we were on the city together. So we are all very good friends, but we don't do a lot of hanging out after work. I do that a lot with Dom and his wife, and Brandon and Becky. I see a lot. We hang out. Lulu, Julie, blah.
Yeah, right.
And Mike. Kira and Bradford. Jason Thompson hangs. I'm sort of describing the cast of my Halloween party this past year. So that was
going to be at the GH Fan Club weekend?
Oh yes, I am.
I'm going to be there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Come to my event. I hope you do.
When are the tickets going on sale, Lisa?
I would think they already are. Let me see here. I should go to my page and see. Why is my thing not going on? Keep talking.
All right, Chris. Well, let me get to another caller, Chris, while she's looking for that, and just I'll put you on hold and you can listen in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks
for
talking.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Chris.
You too, Lisa.
There's a really cool video around somewhere on YouTube. One of these days, I'm gonna have to sit down with Barb and we're gonna go through like these videos and make a montage of Chris. Chris was like everybody's date on the cruise, and he did some really hot dancing with Cassie DePaiva and Bobby Heath on stage. Cassie grabbed him off this, you know, up on the stage and did a little dirty dancing with Chris.
Ooh, Cassie can dance and sing. She is a multi. She's like a triple, quadruple threat.
Oh my gosh, I know. Go ahead.
Oh, I have my thing. My weekend event is at the Airtel, like the whole event is on Friday, July 23rd, at 9 o'clock to noon. I know that's early, but you know what? Everyone's just gonna have to party a little less hard the night before.
That's all. Or just don't go back to your hotel.
Well, yes, or stay at the Airtel. Why not? It's 9 a.m. on Friday, July 23rd. Refreshments will be served. Purchased by mail. Should I shout it out?
What website are you looking at?
I am looking at my own, the Lisa LoCicero official website that shares.
Okay, it's www.lisalocicero.com.
LisaLoCicero.net.
.net. Okay, I'm putting it in the chat room, LoCicero.net. Guys, go check out her website, and you'll find all the information on the stand event. Yeah. So,
be all there.
Well, there's a lot of people in here saying that they're going to be there, so that's That's wonderful. And if you're interested in booking a cruise with Lisa on Rock the Soap, go to rocktheSoap.com, as Barbara put in the chat room. Just, you know, come on, really, just get in there and do it. I mean, it's you live once, you know. I mean, this friggin' world is going to hell in a handbasket. You might as well do it in friggin' style with people you watch every day, for crying out loud.
That's
all right.
True. That's
my
very
rant.
True.
Okay,
that's
my rant.
Very true. I like that. I like that, Joanne.
You know, I mean, gosh, people just don't know how to live.
I hear you. Come on out for the soap cruise.
I'm serious. This is so true. All right, let's move on to area code 727.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jacqueline. Hi, Lisa. And
hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Here?
It's nice to talk to you.
I know. It's great to talk to you, too. I've been on the phone for like 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I remember now. I remember now answering the questions for your interview.
Yes, I actually have 32 interviews up now.
Wow-wee.
Yeah.
You're a pro blogger.
You're number two.
That is awesome. That's awesome, honey.
But, so, yes, I wanted to say that you were great on GH today. And I watched it, and my grandma's sitting there, too, because I've been taking care of her at my house. My mom's been working. So we've been watching it every day, and, yeah, so
that
is
so nice. I did not actually watch today's show. I haven't had a chance to watch today's show. I watched yesterday, the last couple of days, but I think today would be, I think I'd probably yell at Sunny, I'm guessing.
And Ronnie was on a lot today, too, so.
Oh, good for Ron. Good. Oh, did we get to the interrogation?
Huh?
Not that.
It's still at the hospital. Ronnie's arresting Sunny now.
Oh yes, that part.
Yes, that's today's episode. But
I have to tell like one funny story about Ron, which I should not tell this, but it's very funny. There's a scene with Ron and I. An interrogation scene, and he's like yelling at me. Ronnie's yelling at me, and he says his line was supposed to be, "We know you've been carrying a flaming torch for Sonny all these years," and blah 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 blah. And he couldn't get the line right, and finally, like at one point, he yelled out, "We know you've been carrying some flaming sword for Sonny all these years," and it seemed like they would. God, you had to be there, but the whole freaking room just like fell apart. And I was trying to keep a straight face, like, maybe we could just go on. Maybe, like, you've been carrying a flaming sword for Sonny, like, with work. but I couldn't. Once I heard everyone else on the set broke down laughing, I broke down laughing to the point where there were, like, tears rolling down my face. And they wanted to get back to shooting the scene so quickly that they just did another countdown. Okay, we're going to go right away. 5, 4, 3, 2, go. And I still, I'm looking up, at the, you know, and I have tears running down my face, and I'm like, these people, they're going to think that my choice as an actor is like, you know, Ron's yelling at me and it made me cry, and in fact it was like he was talking about Sonny's flaming sword, and it like made us all laugh so hard that we were crying. So just so you know, that every now and then we have a good time when we're working.
I'm supposed to interview him too.
That's wonderful.
Yes, I've interviewed Haley and Lexi too.
Nice.
And I enjoy reading your interview. I go back and read it all the time. It makes me laugh.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, Ronnie will make you laugh, too. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. He told me when I asked him to interview him. He's like, I told him that you're like, hilarious. And he goes, I think I'm way more funnier than Lisa.
Okay, well, we'll see. Yeah, he's a comedian, that Ron. No question about it.
Well, it was great talking to you, and
thank you.
I'm so glad I got through. But I'll let
Jacqueline. Thanks, Jacqueline. We'll
okay.
Keep in touch.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
That's awesome. I love the fact that you get to interact with them this way.
Me too.
I think that's really cool, and you get to talk to a lot of people from a lot of different places. But this next person I'm bringing on, because they have to go, because she's a student and she's a pain in my ass to boot. This is someone that I believe you know.
Okay.
Go ahead, lady, talk.
Hi, Lisa. It's Georgie Porgy.
Hi, Georgie Porgy. How are you?
Good. I'm still in school.
I know.
Yes. I
always feel like I need to, like,
shout. I told Joanne that to give me a shout out if I can't talk. I'm not going to be like a bitch and be like, no, blah, blah, blah. So,
well,
I'm
always
in school still. I was on a shoot.
Well, I've got, there's so many kids that are, people that are students that are, like, on the Twitter page. I feel like I always have to be saying, like, do your homework. Don't watch too much TV. Do your homework.
Megan does that, too. It's really funny, actually, on Twitter. Because I'm always constantly, I'm in class tweeting. I'm like, this is boring. This is crap. Why are they talking about this? And, like, I've been slowing down because I cut myself really bad my hand the other day.
Oh, no.
So I don't have a right hand right now. So I.
Well, that'll slow you down, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been bad. But I just called to say hello and thanks for your cards. I love them.
Oh,
and,
great.
And they make my day because
I'm
down
glad.
Lately. So I appreciate all the cards and everything. So
oh,
love you on GH. You're pretty
Thank
much you and Brandon are the reason I watch. You know that.
Oh, that's lovely. I hope we keep doing. I hope that they keep writing good stuff for the two of us. You know,
I'm still waiting for that long-awaited Florida event. You could come so I can finally meet you one day because I'm not coming to California anytime soon because of school.
I would love to do a Florida event. I love Florida. Florida is where we always took a holiday when I was a kid, and so they're in Pompano Beach, Florida. So I would love to go do.
Wait, say what again about Pompano Beach?
That's where we had an apartment when I was a little kid, and that beach on Pompano Beach with the lighthouse was like all the best memories
that's
of my childhood.
That's where my parents live.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going there next week.
Are you kidding me? Well, we have to set
mm-hmm.
up an event somewhere. We were on the Highway 1A, the Tiffany Gardens,
A1A.
Right next to the Canada House.
A1A.
That, and we go by the Barefoot Mailman and the whatever,
and,
Pompano
and
Fashion Square.
And Highway, yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get to, oh, my goodness. That's crazy. So you know exactly
know.
What I'm talking about. Pompano
I know
Beach
exactly.
Rock.
Yep.
Well, anyway, what do I have to do to make that happen?
Well, we're Joanne and I are now we're now on it.
We'll work on it, Georgette. Just like I'm working on Scott Clifton performing somewhere. Chill out.
Scott Clifton's a pain in the ass. He's never going to do it. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well.
He's
all right. I'm.
Situation.
Listen to me. This is Richard. I'm hanging up on you. Go back to Claire.
Lisa,
say goodbye.
Hi, Georgie.
Lisa, I love you. You're the
Thank
best.
You, honey.
You're my favorite. And yes, please make it to Florida, please.
We will do our best. We'll try to make that happen.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, give Brandon a big kiss for me next time you see him at work.
I definitely will.
Okay,
even if you didn't ask me to, I'll just do it anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't need
you
no prompt
mind.
In there.
Okay, thanks.
Bye,
bye
honey.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Love Georgette. She just knows all you guys, and she's such a big fan of you and Brandon.
She's a big tweeter. I love her. I love her.
Yeah,
she
spends way too much money on way too much time on Twitter. If you ask me.
Okay.
She's
one
of those Twitter girls. She's a Twitter girl. That's what I call her. All right. Well, there you go. So we're gonna go to area code 661.
Okay.
661, who is this and where are you located?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I certainly can.
This is so bizarre. My name is Linda, and I'm located out in Acton, California.
Oh, nice. Hi.
And I'm a friend of Mr. Hot Stuff Chris Tuttle, and that's where I met him on the cruise last year. And he's not going on the cruise this year because we decided to attend the GH main fan club event stuff.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
well,
you,
you kind of have to pick and choose what you want. And so he's going to fly out from New York and hang out at my house for a week or so. And we're just going to tear the town up, and we're really looking forward to it.
Nice. So you met on the cruise last year, and you made good that good of friends.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, we had dinner together that night because whenever you go on the cruise, you sit with whoever they assign to your table.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then after he got pulled up on stage by Cassie and the girls, I was just like, oh my gosh, his head's going to be so big, he's not even going to be able to fit at the dinner table tonight. So we struck up a really nice friendship, and he's been a good friend, so he's going to come and hang out, and he's got an awesome dad too. But
mm-hmm.
enough about him because I'll be talking to him in a minute. Wanted to tell you, Miss Joanne, your radio show, I never even knew it existed. You're a wonderful host, and I especially love
yes.
the comment about have a shot and calm down. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Thank you.
No problem. On to Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa, I love you. You do an awesome job on the show. Used to watch you on The City a long time ago, but I have to say that was a good show. And I have to say I loved the scene when Kate and Sonny were getting married and you totally busted on her in the back and everybody heard what you were saying. That was hilarious. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was pretty fun. Megan and I had a good time that day, I have to say.
Yeah, and Friday's episode and all this stuff, I'm going to save that one for a while because that was good, your expression, and you're just like, you just shot your own son.
Right? Wait, don't, you're going to take my job. That was really good.
No, I don't know about that.
that was quite a day.
Yeah, no, everything that's been going on has been wonderful, and there's so many nuances to be played out, and you're just the person to play them, and I can't wait to watch you do it.
Honey, thank you so much. I'm actually looking forward to watching today's show too. I haven't had a chance to see it, but I'm glad it was still upsetting people.
Yeah. Oh,
she's glad she made you cry.
Yeah, I actually watched some of those scenes a couple of times today, but yeah, no, you do a wonderful job, and I just love the way that you interpret your character and what they write for you, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you and chatting with you and hanging out with you.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, that event will be fun as well, the GH fan club thing. It's always good.
Yeah, always and you sound fun. You sound like you're just as much fun as Miss Joanne, too. And actually, I think I met...
Real?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we try to keep it real, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the way
that's
you got to be.
Yeah. I ain't Barbara Walters.
Yeah, exactly. What you see is what you get, and have fun with it, you know?
Absolutely.
And Chris and I probably won't be staying at the hotel. I'm thinking about driving the motorhome that we have down there, and we're going to park in the parking lot if we can get away with that.
Nice.
Especially if your event is going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning. Hello.
Yes.
That's like way early because we're going to the cocktail party too.
Right.
Yeah.
I think when we decided to do it, there was only one thing left. It was someone changed times, or I can't remember what it was. As usual, I sort of waited to the last minute, and then there wasn't a lot of the awesome times left, so it wasn't what it was. But
well, that's all right. That might work out better, and I'm glad
to see
you guys. Yeah, exactly. I'll probably
you're gonna need coffee
Thursday.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but I'm glad you guys talked about it tonight because I didn't receive any kind of emails letting us know that the event was open for sale or anything. So.
Oh, good deal. I'll have to tweet about that, I guess.
Yeah, don't tweet. Just kind of getting into the Facebook stuff. So.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
That's confusing enough. I can't even imagine what tweeting would be like. So.
Believe me, I know. I've screwed up many times on the Facebook. something that you think you're writing to one person and you're like, oh, I just said that to everyone I went to high school with.
Oops. Yeah, I know.
Or whatever.
I read in one of the magazines you accidentally put your address on there.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I was trying to give Sarah directions to my Halloween party, and I did it over the phone, and all of a sudden my phone lights up like, you're putting that out on the Twitter. I'm like, go delete it. And I'm like, I don't even know how to delete.
So how many drive-bys did you end up having?
I stopped short of actually, I was giving her directions, like turn right at blah, 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 up at the light, and but I stopped short of the actual number of my house in the street and exactly where I am and all that.
Oh, they
stuff,
caught
so.
You in time then, huh?
They got me in time, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny because Mr. Chris, if he'd have found that out, he'd be like, oh, my gosh, do you know where Lisa lives?
I'd be like,
no, Chris, I
ding
don't
dong.
Know where Lisa lives, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, well, Linda, we got to get to some other callers.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys, and keep up the good work and looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, honey. Me too.
Thank you. I was just getting some messages in the chat room. Guess who's listening to Stardust Radio right now?
Ooh.
Your counterpart, and I'm trying to find him on the phone here, if he is listening on the phone, because I obviously don't have his number in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of see who this is. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Hi, my name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Say hi to Lisa.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, hi, my name is Sarah. I met Lisa, you would know me as the teacher from Girls Night Out event.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very well. And then we met somewhere else.
Yes, at the GH Build.
Right. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited about talking to you on the phone, and as well as I'm going to be coming to your event in July. So I'm really excited about that. First time I'm going, so I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to try to put together something really fun.
Cool. I can't wait. I just had a question. Are you happy with the direction your storyline is going? And if not, then what direction would you like it to go?
Well, I mean, certainly the stuff that's airing right now, I'm happy with it in terms of as an actor to get to go to those places dramatically is it's kind of rare that you get written that kind of material, and I think that they wrote Olivia's material pretty well, and then in the aftermath as well. If you mean like, am I happy that he got shot? I'm happy for the dramatic whatever that it creates.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they've played it out pretty well. Where would I like?
Did you want it?
Wait, say it
sorry,
again.
Sorry, Did you want it to last longer? Like the fact where Dominic's true identity came out. Do you wanted it to last longer, or did you feel like it was about time that everybody knew the truth?
Well, I think that the secret has been brewing for an awfully long time. I think if they would have kept it a whole lot longer, it would have just been like, what the, you know what I mean? I think it was time.
Right.
Certainly think that it was time for that to come out. And I mean, you know, I know there's got to be a lot of different opinions out there in terms of, you know, between people that are mad at Olivia for not telling the truth sooner, or is it Sonny's fault that he shot him, whether he knew it was his son? I mean, I've been, you know, changing little bits of things to reflect what we actually did in the past, in some of the scripts where it's like, you know, there were some scripts that were having Olivia say things like, well, I was just too afraid, or I stuck my head in the sand and didn't do anything, and now this happened. And I had to say, like, that's not really true, because Olivia's point of view in the whole thing was that she could find another way to fix this. She kept trying to get him taken off the case. She really did not want him ever to know that Sonny was his father. And it remains to be seen what that's going to do to him. We really still don't know. The whole thing of, like, you should have told. I mean, obviously, the fact that he got shot, you would have liked to have kept that from happening. But we don't know emotionally what this is going to do to Dante, who up to now has been a pretty awesome guy. Like, and also, as I keep saying, she really had no way of knowing how Sonny was going to react. If she told Sonny, oh, by the way, I have to tell you, and she went over there to do it on several occasions, but there was really no way for her to know that wouldn't be, that he wouldn't shoot her in the head and then go kill Dante after her. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
That's not that far-fetched an idea. And I think the fact that she saw him shoot an unarmed man, for all intents and purposes, in his house that he knew was a cop, I mean, that's, if she needed any more proof that you know, she shouldn't have raised her child with him as the father, then that was all she needed.
Absolutely.
So she does not. This will come out pretty clear in the next couple of days. But she does not regret keeping Dante from Sonny for his whole life, not at all. And her proof that he did the right thing is how great he turned out. Now, she very much regrets not having told Dante sooner and thinking that she could figure out another way. She regrets that she didn't just go to him and say, you know what, Sonny's your father. I trust that you can deal with what this is going to be about for you, and not ever have told Sonny, but told Dante that he was the son so he could take himself off the case. That's going to be her big regret.
Oh, okay.
So, if that makes any sense. Now, where do I want the storyline to go? God, I think the Jolivia baby sounds kind of fun.
I think so, too. There's a lot of challenges that could be brought from that. I mean, besides the fact that they play off the fact that Olivia is much older than Johnny, and, you know, an older woman having another baby. I mean,
Right. It's not far-fetched of a older woman having a baby. I mean, Carly just had a baby, you know?
I'm supposed to be, I think now that we've actually spit out different ages and names, if Dante's supposed to be 25 and I had when I was 15, I suppose I'm 40. And I think it makes Maurice 43. If he was still a teenager when I got pregnant, if he was even 19,
mm-hmm.
That makes him at the oldest 43 for Sonny. And
Okay. Makes
me 40, makes Dom 25, and I believe Johnny is supposed to be about 25 too. So the guys are younger than they are. I'm a little bit older, and I don't
really know
how old Maurice is, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So I think that's all clarified.
There we go. Well, we thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Have a good evening.
Talk to you.
Bye. Bye.
Have a
I would like to, I just saw Brandon tweet that he was listening to the show.
He tweeted me a couple times he tweeted me a while back that he was when I called him a unicorn, he said, I'm a wild animal.
Oh, okay. So he's listening in, and I thought that was the number, and, you know, so I kind of gravitated towards the California for a minute.
Right.
Just to see if he's listening via phone or via computer. So, who knows? Let's
why don't I say Brandon's phone number out loud? Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Who is this on the phone? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
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 Hello? Going once, going twice. Peace out, Cub Scout. Okay. We'll go to area code 804. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Tan, and I'm from Virginia.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
A little bit tired. It's after 11 here.
Oh, my goodness. I know that you're supposed to probably be in bed. No?
Not exactly. School's out for tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, then stop complaining.
Yeah. There's snow. I've been playing all day.
Got it. Got it. I got to go to work tomorrow. What? Yeah. Well, it's nice. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Very well.
My question is, don't you think Kate should be by Olivia's side, or at least I told you so about the whole...
I would imagine that at some point that will take place. I haven't read it yet. But I would imagine at some point she will want to have that conversation with Olivia. I don't know where she was supposed to be during the whole in the hospital he's shot stuff. But I would imagine that there will be some scenes where she sort of gets to berate Olivia a little bit for not having fixed this better or something. But that'll be fun. Those will be good scenes. I hope. But I agree with you ultimately. Yeah.
Megan just tweeted a day ago that she was going to be back on GH soon, but she hasn't been told any of the dates yet. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, good, good. If she knows what her dates are, then I'll know if I'm in those scenes. Or I mean, I'll know if I'm in those days.
And will you tweet it for us?
Yeah. A little closer. I don't want to spoil anything too much. But, yeah, when we're working together, when she gets her dates, and we know when we're working together, that would be fun. I mean, I don't know for sure that they're going to write those scenes. I just think it seems like a no-brainer that would be part of the storyline, you know?
All righty.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for calling, honey. Good to talk to you.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, I miss the Kate Olivia scenes.
I do too. I do too. The last ones I think were at the bar, or were they?
Yeah.
And I don't even know.
They're removing history by the longer they leave it out, and I don't like that. I think that they really need to, if they're going to create history, I mean, keep it going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In as many ways as you can.
I
you know?
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, and they could do so much. They could do a ton of stuff with her character. I mean,
oh man, I could see.
Awesome.
It was. I mean, who's to say that, you know, Kate wouldn't come back and steal Johnny from Olivia?
Who knows?
You know, I mean, you know, it could happen. It's a soap, people.
It could happen.
It could happen. Oh, gosh, it certainly could. We have 16 minutes left. Is that okay with you, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Just checking in on my girl. Got to make sure. I know a lot of these youngins, well, we're still holding strong. We're 111 people in the chat room.
Wow.
Yeah, we're definitely doing very well. Now, I got to ask you a question. From an actor's standpoint,
yeah.
you work with some of the hottest men in daytime.
Yeah.
If you could switch it up,
right?
Would you rather play a love interest with Dom or not? Or has it become too creepy, the fact that now he's your son?
I could not even imagine. If some crazy thing happened and they were like, I'm just kidding, I'm not your mother, and they ever tried to... I honest to God, I couldn't even do a love scene with him if we were on another show as completely different people. It would be like the idea of... Well, no, it would be 1,000 times worse. I was going to say, like, doing a love scene with Ted King, who I think of as my brother.
Okay.
It would just be completely wrong in a million ways. But the idea of doing a love scene with Dom, it's all kinds of wrong to me. I adore him, but I feel like his mommy.
He's my grown son
that I'm proud of, and he's
right.
He's always like in on off screen. Two, I mean, he's always got my back in real life, and mm-hmm. I, for him, too, we are the most honest with one another about sort of different things on the show or performances and questions about, you know, what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
He and I are very close in that way, so it's really nice.
He really took people by storm.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he is the hot thing on General Hospital right now.
Yeah, So it would seem. I mean, and I get it. They really wrote him beautifully and they wrote him beautifully in a way that fits his real personality as well, which is when I think a character really takes off like that, is when it's written
right.
in a way that really works within the wheelhouse of the actor.
And that's why everybody loves him, because he's not a wet mop on the outside of the script.
No, he's a very funny guy. Has
there
he done this
go.
Show yet?
No.
I'm going to have to make him do it.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
You don't understand the requests that I get for him. I'll tell you off air what was said, but yeah, let's let's keep this about you.
Okay.
We got area code 909. I have no idea where the hell that is. What's your name
Hello?
And where you're calling from? Yes.
I'm from California.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
My name is Crystal.
Wait, what's your name?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
I saw your performance on, was it Friday's General Hospital when you found out Sonny shot Dante.
Yes.
And I cried. I felt your pain. I just cried.
Oh.
And tears went down my face. And I'm loving this thing right now with you guys.
Honey,
it every day.
I should say I'm sorry, I guess, but I guess, like I said before, it's
no,
just like...
No, it was a good cry.
Oh, good.
It was a good cry.
Get those tears out in a way that you don't actually have to, like, suffer some kind of a loss in real life. So I guess that's
like,
good.
When I cried, it was like excitement because it was finally coming out. And then you guys just performed really good. I love you guys in General Hospital.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. We like I said, we have a lot of fun doing what we do there. So I never stop being thrilled when I hear that people are enjoying it in any way. It's great.
Thanks. That's it. Well, have a good night.
Thank you, Crystal. Be good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
When she said something just made me click. I watched Law and Order this weekend.
Oh yes.
Somebody was on there with some red hair and
yes, right.
You know, trying to defend her rapist father and
right.
Oh, my God, that was so good. And I can't tell you how many times I saw that episode and didn't realize that you and Eden Regal were in the same episode.
You know, I've seen that episode a lot of times, too. And who does she play?
She plays a girl at the end who claims that, you know, the character's father tried to rape her.
Ah, she's
what's
on
the
stand in the courtroom. Bert
yeah,
Young,
what's the girl?
From Rocky.
Yes, from Rocky.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So, that's who it was. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's Lisa with red short hair.
That was how, if you will remember, that was right when I got off the city.
Yes.
Almost exactly when the city was over, I was doing that. And then I flew out to California to do a bunch of commercials right after we wrapped that Law and Order. And then I just kind of stayed in California. That was when
okay.
But that episode was the episode that they submitted for the Emmy when they won the Emmy for Best Show, Law and Order. So
okay. All right. Well, I had to mention that. I don't know what she said that just got me in that minute, but I just flashed back to you over the weekend. I think I tweeted about it, too, and there was a couple other people watching at the same time. Yeah, it was regular – no, it was Law and Order SVU. They're asking in the – in the chat room. It was Law and Order SVU.
Regular Law. No, it wasn't SVU. It was regular Law and Order.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes, with Jerry Orbach.
With Jerry Orbach.
Yes. God, I'm getting
and
old.
Benjamin
Bratt. All right.
Jerry was so awesome. We had such a good time. That guy was such a doll and a gentleman.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now I know what it was. Let's see. We're going to move on. We have 10 minutes. Listen, I know everybody in the chat room wants to get through on the phone, but it's literally impossible for me to pick everybody up. That's why I said you can put questions in the chat room. I'm going down the line. There's, like, no skipping the line. I have numbers from 1 to so-and-so. And then X is because there's so many people on the phone, I can't see past a certain point. So keep your panties on. Don't get them in a twist. I'm going to get to everybody as much as I can, and if not, Lisa will come back another day.
Of course I will.
She ain't shy.
No, never.
So, you know, pull your big girl panties up and let's move on. area code 609, which I think is New Jersey, 609.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. I'm on. Hello?
You're on.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my night has been made. My name is Brandis. Yes, I'm from New Jersey.
Hi.
wow, I can't believe this.
You're so funny.
Anyway, you probably get this question a lot.
Okay.
But what would be your dream storyline on GH, and who would it involve?
Oh, my God. That's too hard of a question. I mean, I feel like I kind of am in the middle of one of the best storylines I've ever had. I've seen them that they've written. I mean, I think that there's been so much drama with this one, and I love working with Brandon. I love working with Maurice. I hope that I get to keep working with Dom for ever. I mean, I don't know why that would go away, because I'm always going to be his mom, even if he hates me. Which he very well may. I mean, people talk about, like, she should get together with Jax now that, you know, Carly's going to be mad at him and all this stuff. And I love working with Ingo too. That would be stepping a little bit far outside of Olivia's morality level, but
it would.
But I mean, that would be lovely too. I mean, I feel like I've already, it's like it's Christmas morning with the storylines that they've given me, that I get to work with Brandon and with Dom and, you know, with Maurice. It's like every day when I go to my mailbox to get my script, it's like Christmas morning.
It's Christmas over here too. Oh, well, and then if you have a little bit more time, what would advice would you give to, like, a younger actress?
Well, find a good place to study, so you know what you're doing when you get out there and start auditioning. So you sort of work your instincts a little, get your instincts together before you just go, you know, into rooms it's a hard question because it would depend on so many different things. My first piece of advice would be find a good place to study, though.
Okay.
And then from there, you know, the other questions get get answered in terms of, like, are you in New York? Are you in Los Angeles? In terms of getting your foot in the door, how to get an agent and all that kind of stuff. Find a good place to study that's a good community of actors, and all those other questions get answered through that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be around a lot of other answers, because the answer to that question is different in every market that you're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
right.
But learn your craft first is what you want to do.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I do follow you on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, lovely. I'll look for Crystal.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. You're going to have to, like, get into Twitter now, honey. More so. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to get into the Twitter thing a little bit more with this group of people.
Believe me, I do. I do a fair amount. I used to do more, and then in this recently, when I've been so busy, it's kind of hard. It was.
Yeah. Just, you know, I mean, I understand. I don't really do it that often myself. I use it for the show, and if I'm watching something, you know, like the other night on the Grammys. Did some tweeting about, you know, outfits and whose dresses were made out of soda tab covers and, you know, things like that. But just to make people giggle,
sure.
We're going to go over here to another area code 727. I think this is Florida, I think. This ain't the same girl, right?
No,
Florida.
It's Veronica.
Oh, say hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
My question is, what would be your dream role for either a movie or a television show?
Oh, dream role for a movie or a television show. Gosh, something great on Mad Men on TV would be pretty great. You know what would be really great is if they wrote a storyline where there was a 60s soap opera that they were writing commercials in, and you got to play, like, I'm trying to think of the soaps that were popular in the 60s, like Dark Shadows.
Ryan's Hope.
Well, Ryan's Hope, but I mean, I know General was on as well, but like you could be like the woman that was on Dark Shadows. That would be fun. So that would kind of be a dream role, like a 60s soap opera actress that appears on Mad Men would be awesome. I miss doing comedy. And in a movie, you know, it would be fun to do an action movie.
I can see you as an action star.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I mean, let's face it. I'm really too old at this point, but it would be fun. If you said dream, so I just like went with the,
age is nothing but a number. I can really see you being like the strong female really kicking some butt.
Well, so much too. I actually did a kind of a crazy sci-fi movie not long before GH that Coleman is also in, and me and Joe Lando from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman saved the world from intelligent killer robots that I invented. So yeah,
I'm definitely,
Shockwave.
Definitely gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, maybe.
I love following you on Twitter.
Oh, beautiful.
I love your tweets.
I have to tweet more. Joanna's right.
Yeah. If you ever want to hear from Rose Blue Tinted, that's me.
Okay, wait, say it again. Rose?
I remember you.
Yeah,
what's
so
the full name?
Rose Blue Tinted.
Rose Blue Tinted. Okay.
Yes, I know exactly who this is. I met you at Super Soap Weekend.
Yep, with my mom.
With your mother, yes. Oh, gosh. Okay. Lisa, you're bringing out listeners I haven't seen in years. Hello.
I love that. You know what? That's one of the things that I love about soaps and about this. I don't know if it's all soaps or just this show in particular, but how many people I talk to that have found like a community of other, like a network of friends across the country from liking this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get together and they get to be really great friends. It's a great thing to sort of coalesce people and make, you know, pockets of camaraderie all over the country. I think that's great.
It is. And we're hoping that Rock the Soap kind of, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you can never fill Super Soap Weekend shoes, but it's kind of like that chapter closed.
Right.
And now it's time for a new one.
I get it.
And to be fair, you know, the West Coast,
the only events they really had were General Hospital Fan Club Weekend and, you know, some little small things here and there. So I can kind of understand why they want to get on to that side. So I can totally understand that. And, you know, shut up. There's 90 seconds, English lady?
Uh-oh.
Really?
90 seconds.
Oh, wow. That's not nice.
What? Uh-oh.
Oh, well, you know what? I ain't worried about her. You know, she could go scratch, too. Rose Tinted, it was so nice to hear from you.
It's nice to be, you know, talking to you, too. I know I haven't been on for about a year or so.
Yeah, well, get busy, girl. Go to StarDishRadio.net and keep up with the updates, all right?
I definitely will.
Good to
nice
talk to you.
To you,
yeah.
Lisa.
Anything less will be unacceptable. You understand?
Yeah. I understand.
All right,
good,
there
honey.
You go. All right, listen, we only have a few seconds left. There's, like, an impossible amount of people on the phones. I cannot possibly get to you all tonight, or Lisa will never go to sleep. And, you know, although, what's it there, 8:30, 9:30 there? It's 11:30
yeah.
where I am, and I'm up at, you know, 4:30 also with my children. And Lisa's got a little one she's got to tend to. So we are going to let her go, and she will be back. The last thought I'm going to leave you all with is go to rockthesoap.com and check it out. If it's something that you think you can do, definitely do it because you will not be disappointed.
No, I
guarantee
it. It's going to be a good time. And you know, the other thing that I want to say is the Facebook page, the ABCGH General Hospital Facebook page, to watch the episodes there. Then you can see it in good quality and good whatever. And then
that's the way
to watch the shows if you missed it on during the day is the ABC.
Absolutely.
ABC.com.
Yes, rockthesoap.com, people. Get busy. I want to see. And make sure you tell them that you heard it on Star Dish with Lisa's announcement. And there might be a free drink in there somewhere for you or something.
Yeah,
I know Scott Clifton.
Drink.
Yeah, you know, Scott Clifton is buying people drinks on the ship when they mention Star Dish Radio. So get out there. So, Lisa, I can't tell you, it's been another blast, and, you know, we're going to have to make this like a monthly thing, I think, with your fans now.
That sounds good, Joanne. I'm into it.
We will definitely stay in touch and have a wonderful time on the cruise if I don't talk to you before that.
Okay, sweetie. I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, night-night.
Okay, bye.